I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is taking notice of attacks on places of worship. Now, in countries like Pakistan, extremists often target the worship sites of minority religions like Christian churches. FMI's International Executive Director Bruce Allen often hears reports from the field of such attacks on Pakistani churches. He's concerned that without intervention, the violence will get much worse.
And when a culture tolerates or encourages attacks against physical spaces, such as churches or learning centers or even sites like a cemetery, you know, that should be sacred, it's easy for that culture then to take the next step and tolerate attacks against the worshipers themselves.
Please pray for the protection and encouragement of believers in Pakistan. And we'll end today with a question for long-distance runners. Have you ever considered the Comrades Marathon? Norma Johnson with Sudan Support Network tells us it's one of the premier ultramarathons in the world. If God's gifted you to run for a cause, consider connecting with SSN. They partner with elite runners to raise support and awareness for the Beja people of Sudan. Through the S4J initiative, Sudan for Jesus, runners raise money for projects like corrective eye surgeries, clean water, and much more.
We will never do that as a condition for people to accept Christ. But if they are touched by the love of Christ through what happened, we would be delighted. And so we come alongside those who work directly with them, and we just trust God with the results.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.